Good afternoon. It is 2:09 p.m. We are here today, January 2nd, 2020, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the Dana Building in Hagana, Guam, for the status hearing of OPAPA 19-010, Glide Path Marianas Operations, Inc., versus the Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Tirza Begana. Will appellant Glide Path please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Mr. Public Auditor. My name is Joshua Walsh. I'm an attorney, civil and tank. We represent the appellant in this matter, that's Glide Path. I don't have an institutional representative with me today, but we'll have somebody with us as we move forward on scheduling matters.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GPA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes. GPA General Counsel Graham Botha and Assistant General Manager for Administration, Ms. Teresa Limpiaco.
Thank you. GPA. Will interested party NG Solar please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
R. Marcel Johnson, I'm here for NG. We don't have any institutional representatives present, but they are available by phone should we need them.
Okay, thank you. We may proceed.
Great. This motion for this hearing was actually brought by Mr. Walsh.
It was,
your with Glide Path. Have the three of you had a chance to talk about what we need, what you would like to do in this case?
Actually, if I may, on that, not particularly about my, we've been talking. We've had open discussions up until this point. I asked for the scheduling conference only because once we solved the issue of the procurement record, which was an issue early on in this case, but it's been completed and sent out to the parties. I asked for the scheduling conference because as our review of the procurement record was ongoing and our due date for the comments on the agency report was due, we still hadn't received a response from the agency on our second protest related to this procurement. And I briefly talked to Mr. Botha about that second protest, but it just based in past experience, sort of how issues of judicial economy sometimes play out in these matters, I was hoping that perhaps today we could get a sense from the agency on when a decision on that would come out and perhaps have a joint schedule moving forward, because I don't see a reason why those our appeal of what would most likely be a denial of our agency level protest and this current appeal can't be consolidated, and maybe we can save resources with one set of procurement record now that we've solved that and one batch of comments on agency reports from both ONG and Glide Path, maybe just one response from the agency and then one eventual hearing. But I don't know if the agency knows when that decision is coming, and is it something we should wait for to streamline?
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Judge. I think originally at the very beginning of this, we had just gotten the, the second protest that was kind of together with the rest of them. And so given that we had no decision from the OPA as to whether we had to proceed, that's why we wanted to get the record in. We had asked for additional 5 days, and then obviously later on we were able to agree among the parties to put the record in. And certainly we had no objection to any additional time they needed to review the agency report. I think it is fairly extensive, only unfortunately, because the number of binders and the number of trees that we killed to produce that record. But nevertheless, certainly they're right to ensure that we got everything in there. I think we did, but in any case, certainly they need additional time to do that. I think, just at the time, we had just gotten the protest, but certainly we could have a decision on the second protest. I think Mr. Walsh is correct. From our perspective, it reads almost identical to the first protest, but nevertheless, we can certainly render a decision by next week and move forward together if that's what you'll be able to like.
In terms of efficiency, if we can get a decision by next week, then I guess that provides about 15 days for my path to decide whether I'd like to appeal it. But it seems like it would be better just to handle both of these.
No, I agree. Especially when I saw the arrival of the record, I thought if I have to do this the second time, we're going to have to move out of the final building.
Mr. Public Auditor, if I may offer a suggestion, perhaps we could agree to it. If the agency issues its decision within a week or so, counsel here representing everybody, we are having good conversations with each other. I think we can generate perhaps a joint proposed schedule moving forward for the OPA's consideration once we have that decision, and maybe some stipulations in terms of just being able to move forward with the appeal and consolidating matters and submit some proposed orders for your consideration, if that's useful. But perhaps then we could submit a joint statement after we receive the agency's decision and then work to consolidate the matters, and that way we've just got one record and then one set of comments on the agency report. Mr. Both is correct. The issues are very related. We thought it was necessary to bring a second protest after we got the agency's first response, but it's sort of not my preference, and we'd like to keep things together.
So how much time will we need?
We can have it by the end of next week.
And then I think a week after that, we could probably generate some sort of joint plan moving forward, and then perhaps leave a blank date for you to bring us back for a scheduling hearing once we've got that.
Please, I'd also need to know your schedules.
Yes. And that was just sort of the last thing I wanted to ask is I don't know if the public auditors got an idea of trial dates, or if it's too early to start talking about that, simply because I think we're going to have witnesses that might have to fly in and things like that, and maybe this is best set for a future scheduling conference on that. But that's just the only other thing in my mind that we'll have to deal with scheduling is the eventual hearing. I think we put a hearing request in. I think the agency did as well, so I think we are marching toward a live testimony day or days at some point.
Would it be possible to get something on calendar, though, because we would like to at least figure out. I do have dates for when people would be available for engine.
Yeah, I think it's important. That's why I was hoping you guys had spoken. But if you're going to be issuing a decision on the second protest by the end of next week, how much time will you need to, or will you just need to?
We could turn around, I guess I would suppose it would be our appeal to the OPA within a week. We don't need the full time. I'm assuming there's nothing earth-shattering in what GPA's answer to our protest is going to be, but I think we can get that done in 7 days, submit that, and then maybe submit some joint stipulations and scheduling proposals.
Okay, so why don't we just set it that the action by the agency is due before next Friday, and by the following Monday, a week from Monday, from that the
our appeal, if any.
So the decision would be due by 10 January, and if you're going to give them the Monday after that, plus a week would be 20 January?
So the 21st, because the 20th, I think, is a holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm also, I understand Anji wanting to put dates in. Perhaps we could, on the 21st, when we submit our appeal, we could also perhaps, I don't mind putting a submission of suggested dates on that date as well.
Are there any dates that will not work for the
bond
market? Yeah. The 18th to the 24th of March. I have a big family reunion. As long as we work and carve that out before or after we get it. And how about the agency report?
Would you like us to do another one? I mean, we've submitted the agency report, the agency statement. On GBA's side, I don't believe we would. I've looked at the protest, I don't believe that we would submit anything different, to be quite honest.
Well, if that's the case, then it makes it easier for us to set our joint scheduling proposed order to the court, to the OPA after this January 21st appeal deadline for us at GlideBath. So I suppose on the 21st, by the 21st, GlideBath will submit its appeal to the agency decision that is coming, and then the three of us will submit a joint proposed scheduling order on the 21st or sooner as well, if that sounds okay. Gentlemen?
Yeah, so I think by the 22nd, once we receive your appeal, we'll send the notice with the stipulated, based on the law, what it says the timelines are, and then you guys can stipulate to waive the timeline.
Yeah, right. It seems like we're going to be stipulating that not having a new agency report and maybe just one set of comments on both protests.
Okay.
And I guess in order to consolidate as well. Okay.
Well, that was painless. Thank you.
So
Thank you.
That's it. We're off the record at 2:19 p.m.